Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for political back and forth, for some deep, deep embarrassments by some political candidates who seem to be unable to even understand what is going on in the world or some of the abuses of the Chinese regime. We'll get to that. Which of the many, many, many Republicans who are running for president of the United States had no idea who the Uyghurs were or what was going on in terms of the genocidal Chinese policies against the Uyghurs? We have President Biden saying that people should vote for him because of Bidenomics. Really? Is that going to work? Also a question, does Biden owe reparations? Do you? Reuters has taken a look at U.S. history and found out that of our living presidents right now, there's only one, and it's not Barack Obama, who doesn't owe reparations. So who's the one guy who does not owe any reparations for the crimes of slavery and segregation and redlining and exploitation? Also, we'll talk about that redlining and how that's worked out in one city where they're already doing reparations for housing discrimination that may have occurred there 60, 70, 80 years ago. We're talking about Evanston, Illinois, where people are being paid because of unfair realty policies that were followed by that town and in that city and really by the whole country at the time. We'll also be speaking with Chris Christie, and Donald Trump is not a fan of the Chris Christie for President campaign. You can't blame him. I mean, Christie's entire focus is negative on Trump. Trump just said that Chris Christie couldn't get elected dog catcher. We'll ask Governor Christie for a response on that one and more. Plus, there is a suggestion for people who may have just had enough as we approach the end of June, as we come up to the month of July. If you just may have had enough of what is called Pride Month, what I thought that was fairly remarkable was one of the critics of Pride Month, I believe it might have been Andy McCarthy, brought up the fact that pride, in biblical terms, in religious terms, is not necessarily supposed to be a good thing. It's a cardinal sin, in fact. There's a move being centered at Princeton University to not necessarily replace Pride Month, but to supplement it with Fidelity Month. And that's fidelity to your promises, to your wife, to your country, to your community. Any support out there for Fidelity Month? We will get to that also on the Medved Show. And we'll be speaking to Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute coming up on the impact of what has been called the Wagner Group mutiny in Russia, which appears to be a little bit in the rearview mirror. But speaking of the rearview mirror, I couldn't believe a detail in one of the new reports about a brand new Senate committee. It's a report from the committee of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs for the U.S. Senate. It's chaired by Gary Peters, the Democratic senator from Michigan. And they just released their full report on the terrible failures of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department, all failures that enabled the attack to happen on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. A new Senate report sharply criticizes the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis for not acting on information they had in hand about the potential for violence leading up to January 6, 2021. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Gary Peters released an investigation prepared by the Democratic staff on the panel titled Planned in Plain Sight, a review of the intelligence failures in advance of January 6, 2021. Despite the high volume of tips and online traffic about the potential for violence, some of which the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Office of Intelligence and Analysis were aware of as early as December of 2020, these agencies failed to sound the alarm and share the critical intelligence information they had that could have helped law enforcement, like the Capitol Police or the Washington, D.C. Police, better prepare for the events of January 16th, 2021. Well, this was obvious. Somebody dropped the ball. Pretty much everybody dropped the ball to allow this to happen. The new panel report states that the FBI and the Homeland Security Office had vast amounts of intelligence indicating the potential for violence on January 6th, but neither issued sufficient warnings to their law enforcement partners, in part because these agencies were biased toward discounting the possibility of such an unprecedented event. Now, what kind of information did they have? They had information, for instance, about the Proud Boys, that the Proud Boys were urging people to come to Washington and, quote, their plan is to literally kill people, the report said. The committee said the agencies were also aware of many social media posts that foreshadowed violence, some calling on Trump supporters to come armed and to storm the Capitol, kill lawmakers, or burn the place to the ground. And that's in quotes. Okay, they had people there and they weren't ready for it, who were saying we're going to burn the place to the ground. And here's the stunner. What they have in this report is they finally totaled up how much it cost to repair the Capitol building, to bring it back up to snuff after it was sacked and the windows were broken and at various doors and entries were broken. And, okay, it cost $2.7 billion. No, really. This is in a Senate report. That's $2,700 million. This is unbelievable. The story goes on. In the wake of the attack, Senator Peters said the committee interviewed officials on both agencies and found what was pretty constant finger pointing at each other. Everybody should be accountable because everybody failed, Peters said. As Trump, a Republican, falsely claimed that he had won the 2020 election and tried to overturn his election defeat, telling his supporters to, quote, fight like hell. He said that in a speech in front of the White House that day. Thousands of them marched to the Capitol. More than 2,000 rioters overran law enforcement, assaulted police officers, and caused more than $2.7 billion in damage to the Capitol. That, according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office report earlier this year. Somebody ought to be accountable, don't you think? The lack of sufficient warnings meant that law enforcement were not adequately prepared and there was not a hardened perimeter established around the Capitol, as there is during events like the annual State of the Union address. At 10 a.m., there was a briefing for the law enforcement as Trump's speech and near the Capitol, and they were reporting people wearing body armor and preparing to do battle. What went wrong? More on that and more on Liz Cheney comments coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
It is outrageous, and I think it's appropriate that, look, there was a great deal of blame to go around for what happened on January 6th. And one of the good things about this Senate committee report, which is pretty shocking, is it makes clear that, now, of course, President Trump was largely responsible. He summoned people to come to Washington. And what did he think they were going to do when they marched up to the Capitol building? That's one of the questions he's never answered. What was going to be accomplished by having people march up to the Capitol building? Was there an attempt, an actual conscious attempt? There was by some of the people who were involved, not necessarily don't have words about President Trump, but to stop the process of certification of the votes. This is established in the Constitution. And one tip received by the FBI, this Senate committee reports, before the January 6th attack was from a former Justice Department official who sent screenshots of online posts from members of the Oath Keepers extremist group. Now, the leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. I mean, this is serious stuff. And why? Because part of what he had posted on the internet, and very openly, is there is only one way in. It is not signs. It is not rallies. It is effing bullets. The social media company Parler, which is a favored platform for Trump's supporters, a direct, well, not as much favored as Truth Social, but Parler directly sent the FBI several posts it found alarming, adding that there was, quote, more where this came from, and that they were concerned about what might actually happen in January 6th. So here you have this company that gets so much criticism that is behaving responsibly. They're posting stuff, but they're saying, wow, this is pretty wild and sick, and it indicates violence, and they want to hang people, and they want to blow up the Capitol building. They want to burn it to the ground. And so they bring attention to the FBI. The FBI says, oh, we got it under control. All fine. This is not a demonstration of a strong performance by those security operations. One of the Parler posts that they sent to the FBI said, this is not a rally, and it's no longer a protest. This is a final stand where we are drawing a red line at Capitol Hill. Don't be surprised if we take the whole Capitol building. But even as it received the warnings, the Senate panel found, the agency said over and over and over again, there were no credible threats. And why did they think these were not credible threats? Because they didn't take the people seriously. In a statement, Homeland Security spokesperson Angelo Fernandez said that the department has made many of those changes 2.5 years later. And he said, our nation is still reckoning with the fallout from January 6th, but what is clear is the need for a reevaluation of the federal government's domestic intelligence collection, analysis, and dissemination process. Well, that's true. The department, he said, has strengthened intelligence analysis, information sharing, and operational preparedness to help prevent acts of violence and keep our community safe. Well, that's encouraging. The fault finding with the FBI and the Homeland Security Department echoes the blistering criticism directed at the U.S. Capitol Police in a bipartisan report issued by the Senate Homeland and Rules Committee 2 years ago. That report found that the police intelligence unit knew about social media posts calling for violence as well, but did not inform top leadership what they had found. What part of this seems to indicate, and I think it's worth talking about, is that the FBI and the Homeland Security Department and the other officials who had all of these advance warnings just didn't think the divisions in the country were as bad as they really are. And does anybody believe that going into this election that the divisions are less than they were in January of 2021, right after the 2020 election. We can't even agree as a country about the outcome of that election. And we can't even agree about what is worth celebrating and what is worth honoring. For instance, we're coming to the end of Pride Month, and no, I'm not a huge advocate of Pride Month. One of the things that they did, they had the Vice President of the United States, who went to the Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village in New York. And the Stonewall Inn is where they had the Battle of Stonewall, as they call it, where basically it's a gay bar. The police in New York had normally come in and busted people in the gay bar because there was rowdiness and illegal activity going on, what was then illegal activity. And in 1969, when they busted the people at Stonewall Inn, they fought back against the police, and they injured police officers and threw rocks at them. This is supposed to be heroic. It's one of the things you celebrate on Pride Month, which I think is kind of nutty. But then there was this. There's a pastor strongly affiliated with the LGBTQ plus movement leading prayer. And having this to say, this is a video that's gone viral, clip two.
In body or spirit, and let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God, whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads, and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit, who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the church of everyday saints, as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the ace quilt.
Okay, so what's the alternative to a Pride Month? And what's going to happen next in Russia after the Wagner Group mutiny? We'll be speaking about that with Elizabeth Braw of American Enterprise Institute coming right up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he didn't invent it, but he's all for calling his plan Bidenomics. In a speech in Chicago, he laid out what his administration has already done to improve the economy and laid into the long-held Republican philosophy.
The trickle-down approach failed the middle class. It failed America. It blew up the deficit. It increased inequity. And it weakened our infrastructure.
Former President Trump says it was all bravado. His word describing him flashing papers he said were secret Pentagon attack plans. Trump spoke to two reporters last night aboard his plane, saying he had no classified papers in that interview with Reuters in 2021. Another ugly day for the weather. A heat dome that refuses to move is sending heat indexes well into the hundreds. And at the airport's ugly again. Right now, FlightAware counts more than 4,000 canceled or delayed flights. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Michael Medved Show. It's a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Elizabeth Braw, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges. And she's written about one of the impacts of the Wagner Group mutiny that seems to be over, at least for the moment, but could have some real permanent damage on one aspect of Russian policy that doesn't get enough attention, which is how do they continue to staff a military force and a military mission that has been disastrous in terms of both its lack of public enthusiasm and the number of casualties who've been suffered already. I didn't realize this, that Russia's launching its twice yearly conscription campaign where all the men who are eligible for military service are assessed and assigned to military units. This is a system, you write, that goes back centuries in varying forms. How is this being embraced by the public, this idea of twice yearly a conscription campaign for young men across Russia?
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. And it's, as you say, it's something that happens twice a year, every year. And now it's the spring conscription drive is underway, so that the men have been contacted, this time electronically rather than through a letter, and they've been assessed, and now they are being sent to their military units. And that's what makes this so interesting, because Russia has a long history of men trying to get out of the drafts, because it really is a totally unpleasant experience. In some countries, military service is managed well. It's of course never easy, but it's managed well. In Russia, it is extremely brutal. Conscripts are bullied, there is hazing, and it's extremely unpleasant. So there was already a big problem with young men trying to get out of it. And now what makes this so interesting is that the spring conscription drive is happening while the war is waging in Ukraine and or raging in Ukraine, and while the Wagner troops are staged a mutiny. So my prediction is that even fewer Russian soldiers will be willing to obey their call-up orders, because it will become even more unpleasant or even more miserable to do military service in the Russian armed forces. And that matters, if I may add, Michael, because the Russian armed forces recruit their professional soldiers and their officers from among the conscripts. That's how they get the professional side of the armed forces.
It's an astonishing thing, because I know that more than 100 years ago, when the Jewish immigration was at its peak from the old Russian Empire, people would go to incredible lengths to avoid military service, like running away to anywhere else, because, of course, they were also very eager when people were conscripted into the Tsar's army, into destroying and dishonoring any kind of religious faith they may have had, other than worship for the Tsar. Have they gone to the same kind of lengths today with the modern Russian army of people actually injuring themselves, giving themselves physical disabilities in order to escape this brutal and it might be deadly service?
They are, and especially if you're well connected, you can get, or if your parents are well connected, you can, what many young men try and often successfully is that they get the doctors to write a form attestation for them, attesting that they have some sort of illness that precludes them from the physical strain of doing military service. In many cases, they managed, the young men who tried to get out of military service managed to get abroad, and in the days of the letter draft, it was harder to reach them while they were abroad. Now with the electronic call-up orders, that's a little bit harder, but nevertheless, that's something that young men try. And another favorite way of getting out of it is signing up for enrolling for PhD studies, because you're exempt for as long as you're at university or as long as you're pursuing studies. So that's why Russia has a lot of male PhD students, a much higher percentage than among women. That is the reason for that. And it is really extremely unfortunate, because the ones who end up doing military service are the young men who don't have any connections, and so they are doubly punished. Because not only do they lack connections in life, which are useful anyway, but they lack those connections, and the lack of those connections also means they have to do military service and endure misery for 12 months, while their better connected peers can essentially have a good life during that time.
And I would imagine that the conscripts don't get any money. The apparently the 25,000 well-armed people in the Wagner group get paid. They're mercenaries. But there isn't that kind of compensation for the regular conscripts that are gathered up twice a year.
No, there isn't. But that's typical for conscripts everywhere. They get a little bit of compensation, but they are not, it's not a professional assignment. It's a training assignment, and if they choose to stay on the soldiers, and they get paid a salary. But that's the case in all countries that have military service. But Michael, what makes Russia different is that it's not clear, I think, to Russian young men what it is they are supposed to protect while doing military service in the Russian armed forces. If you're a young Finnish man, you're proud of doing military service, and 77% of young Finnish men do military service. The rest have various physical ailments or other issues. I mean, they can't do military service, and then there's a tiny percentage of conscientious objectors. But in Russia, the conscription rate is much lower, less than 40%. And I think that's because it's not clear to young Russian men why they should do military service, and as a result, lots of them are trying to get out of it. And that's
this isn't even officially a war, right? It's still a special military action.
Correct. But it's clear to these young men that even though Putin says that no conscripts will be sent to Ukraine, conscripts have already been sent to Ukraine and may yet be sent to Ukraine, because we should remember now he can't even rely on the Wagner group as much as he has been doing. And this is the other reason why I think young men will be very reluctant to obey their call-up orders. Now the Wagner group is being incorporated into the professional armed forces. That means that you'll be serving with thugs, convicted criminals, and on top of that, the Russian Duma has just passed legislation that allows the armed forces to recruit convicted criminals as professional soldiers. Well, would you want to serve in such an environment as a young man? I think you try your very best to get out of it.
Well, again, this is if you were looking ahead, and we have only a few more moments here. Is this going to be seriously damaging to Russian prospects for the total victory they want?
Yes, it will, because without these conscripts, you won't have conscripts, and second of all, you won't have professional soldiers, and the Russian armed forces are trying to stand. Well, how does it make sense if there are no men willing to serve?
Yes, indeed. Elizabeth Braw, you can read her most recent piece about the problems of manpower for the Russians in this war. We'll get back to the divisions in our own country and how maybe to transcend them. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you, but as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Someone from the outside is to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
And that's still an opportunity that could be there for Glenn Youngkin, we're told. Again, there is rumor afoot that given the fact that he did very well in the primary elections in his state of Virginia, given the idea that he is term limited, he can't run for re-election as governor of Virginia, the idea that Governor DeSantis not catching fire, or maybe catching fire in the wrong way, he hasn't developed any huge momentum in this campaign. People are looking again at Glenn Youngkin. We will be getting to that. We'll maybe ask Chris Christie about that when we speak to him coming up. But let's go back to the divisions in this country that are so appalling, and why it is that people in our intelligence agencies, in the FBI, people at the Department of Homeland Security, people at the Capitol Police Department, people who are assigned to guarding the Capitol building, people who are assigned to guarding the city of the District of Columbia, the city of Washington, D.C., their local police, no one was prepared for the actual insanity of more than 2,000 people engaged in attacking police lines on January 6th of 2021. And now you even have people who look back on what happened on January 6th and suggest that the people who launched that attack on the Capitol building and caused $2.7 billion in damage, that they're American heroes, that they are political prisoners, that they deserve pardons and exoneration and everything positive. But all of this goes to the fact that no one could take seriously how deep some of the divisions in America go. In other words, the idea that you have a pastor who is saying, I believe a confession of faith, kind of a mock Christian confession of faith. It's a LGBTQ plus pastor offering a prayer for the conclusion of Pride Month, which, thanks the heavens, we have just about reached. I wanted to go back to that prayer because it's so extraordinary. And the idea that you think you're going to influence people and bring them over to your cause with this kind of thing, it's the same thing as some of the excesses in Pride parades. Families with small kids who enjoy Pride parades and want to bring their kids along to it. Here is the LGBTQ plus prayer. Again, this is clip two.
I invite you to rise in body or spirit and let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads, and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit, who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the church of everyday saints, as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the ace quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud, and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling to each of us that love is love is love. So, beloved, let us love. I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen.
Okay, there you have it. Now, with that, it's worth covering something that I just read about in the National Review. There is a piece by Abigail Anthony, who's a recent graduate of Princeton. And she writes about someone I know quite well, Robbie George, professor of he's a professor of law. He's a professor of philosophy. He was recently chosen as one of the most influential people on the what is called the Christian right. He's a very devout Catholic and a serious Catholic. But Abigail Anthony writes, Robert P. George's initiative to rebrand June Fidelity Month is gaining steam among religious conservatives who share the Princeton professor's desire to rededicate ourselves to our families, to our communities, to our country, and to God. Quote, if polls are to be believed, there has been a precipitous decline in Americans' belief in the importance of patriotism, religion, marriage, and family and community, values that, broadly speaking, have throughout our history united Americans despite our many differences. George, this is Robert George, wrote on Twitter late last month, by the authority vested in me, by absolutely no one, he writes, I've declared June to be Fidelity Month, a month dedicated to renewing fidelity to God, to spouses and families, our country, and our communities. Within a short time, Fidelity Month has gained traction. Abigail Anthony writes, the webinar launch on June 1st attracted over 600 viewers. Archdioceses across the country have endorsed the movement. That's within the Catholic Church, of course. And high-profile conservatives have expressed support. Molly Hemingway and Governor Ron DeSantis Press Secretary Christina Pushaw, who is the press secretary for Governor DeSantis. It's not Governor DeSantis himself. They all tweeted in celebration of Fidelity Month, while Peter Sonsky, the American Solidarity Party's presidential candidate for 2024, I don't know what the American Solidarity Party is, but okay, endorsed Fidelity Month in a press release. Outlets like Fox News, The Daily Signal, The National Catholic Register, The Blaze, and Public Discourse have covered Fidelity Month. And we will include this information about Fidelity Month in our weekly newsletter that you can get free. You can just sign up for it, the MedVed Weekly Newsletter, and you'll be able to read the background on what's going on with this thing, which I literally just found out about. The Fidelity Month website has attracted tens of thousands of visitors this month, and it earned a perfect score of 100 from the domain host GoDaddy, which is a calculation partially based on website engagement, social presence, and sales. Jennifer Evans, who is personally a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, told National Review she first learned of the Fidelity Month initiative from an article in a Mormon-owned publication, Deseret. And, quote, she said, "I absolutely believe our country has needed a positive movement to counteract the negative and often vile content thrown at us by the media and organizations and the spreading of LGBTQ plus and trans movements," Evans wrote. "Whereas Pride Month is all about look at me, Fidelity Month is about look at us and what we can accomplish together for the good of all. Pride is about the loud minority, whereas fidelity is about the quiet majority." A deacon, John Barry, who designed the Fidelity Month logo, agrees that Fidelity Month is not an adversarial campaign. "No one has ownership over the month of June, or any other month for that matter," he said. "For Catholics, June marks the celebration of two important events, the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Feast of Corpus Christi," Barry wrote. Caribbean Americans celebrate June as their National Heritage Month. June is also Men's Health Month, Brain Awareness Month, and National Safety Awareness Month. The selection of June as a time to celebrate a virtue like fidelity should not be considered adversarial. Zachariah Carter, who's a pastor and an adjunct professor at Boyce College in Kentucky, says that Fidelity Month is responding to some aspects of the so-called Pride Month, but thinks that we have seen a general collapse of the virtue of fidelity within marriage institutions and government. Carter helped design the Fidelity Month website. Look, this is a good thing, a move in the positive direction. But you know what? Somebody who has lots of moves in a negative direction right now is the President of the United States. Charles Lipson, former professor at the University of Chicago, asks, are the walls closing in on old Joe? We'll talk to him coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.